这是我今天要跟你讲的。
Obedience that is sometimes worse than disobedience.
有时候顺服是比不顺服更糟糕。
Because we are so prone to committing the heartlessness as we obey Him.
我们很容易犯下不用心、没有心的罪。
We go through the law, we go through the doing of things.
我们会照着律法、照着做事去做，但是没有心。
But our heart is not in it.
但是我们的心却没有放在这四章。
So as we do that, we defeat the Spirit of God.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就在对抗神的灵。
Defeating the Spirit of God, meaning we actually misrepresents God.
当我们对抗神的灵的时候，我们就没有代表神。
Outwardly, we look perfectly fine.
在外面看起来，我们完全非常的正确标准。
But inwardly, we are not doing what God wants us to do.
但是在我们里面，我们却不是按照神的旨意来行。
In chapter 1, at least Jonah ran away from the Lord.
在第一章,
he didn't want to do it, but he ran away from God.
他并不想照神的话去做，他就逃离了那里。
In chapter 3, he does do the word, but he didn't want to do it in his heart.
但在第三章，他虽然身体做了，但是他的心却不在那里。
How serious is this sin?
这个罪有多严重呢？
How bad is the sin of committing the sin of heartlessness?
这种没有心去做事情的罪有多严重呢？
1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7 says this way.
萨姆尔书上说16章第7节。
It says, the Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶和华看人不像人看人，人看是看外貌，但耶和华是看内心。
And also 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22 says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than fat of rams.
萨母耳前书也这样讲，15章第22节，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢？ 听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于羔羊的脂油。
When we are just doing the act, we make everything we do a sacrifice.
当我们只是为了做而做的时候，我们好像做什么事情都是在牺牲。
Not a joyful obedience, but just a reluctant sacrifice.
没有喜悦的心，而是那种舍不得、不愿意的心。
We could do a lot of things outwardly.
我们可以做外面可以做很多的事情。
And sometimes we could pretend to be a good Christian.
我们也可以假装或是让我们看起来很像好的基督徒。
But the scary part is God looks at our heart.
但是神是看在我们的心里。
He knows exactly what you're thinking about.
他知道你心里在想什么。
He knows the fact that in your heart you have disobedience.
他知道你的心是不顺服的。
In your heart that you actually don't want to follow God.
在你的心里面，你是不想听从他，不想顺从他。
For those of us who are serving the Lord,
我们服侍神的人,
and doing a lot of things in the church,
做在教会里面很多的服侍,
for even teachers and pastors,
或者是老师或是领袖,
this is a serious sin sometimes we commit.
这是一个严重的罪。
Because our heart is not in the right place.
因为我们的心并不是在对的地方。
So let me ask you this way. How serious are you about the condition of your heart?
让我问你这个问题,你的心是处于哪一种状态呢?
Your attitude.
你的态度,
your willingness.
你的愿意度,
your desire.
你心里所愿意的。
Again, we could do a lot of things because we're obligated to do them.
我们可以做很多的事情是因为我们觉得我们有义务要这样做。
Jesus had a group that he was rebuking when he was here on the earth.
耶稣在世上的时候也指责一些人。
And they were called the Pharisees.
他们是那些法利赛人。
Why? Because they were doing the law.
为什么呢? 他们是照着律法而做。
Without the heart.
但是他们的心却不在那里。
And we could see this sin repeated every century. Everywhere we go, we see this happening.
我们可以看到这个罪是不断的在重复，不管我们在哪里。
Are we infected with this common spiritual germ?
我们是不是被这种常见的这种属灵的疾病给传染了？
Sometimes it shows up in anger.
有时候我们会愤怒。
We get angry at other people.
我们会对别人生气。
We get greedy.
我们会贪婪,
we get guilt. We feel guilty.
我们会有罪恶感,
and there's envy and jealous.
我们会嫉妒别人,
and it starts rotting away in who we are inside.
然后就开始远离我们真正是谁。
So I want to talk to you about several things that happens according to the study in chapter 3 of Jonah.
所以我要来跟你讲一下这个在第三章所发生的一些事情。
So when we defeat the Spirit of God, when we commit the sin of heartlessness, first thing that happens is our hearts get filled with complaint. Our hearts are filled with grudging and frustration and complaint. Just as Jonah was. I mean, why did he have to hate Ninevites?
为什么他讨厌这些, 恨恶这些尼尼微城的人呢?
But because his heart was in the wrong place, he started hating the Ninevites.
因为他的心是不对的, 所以他就开始怨恨这些尼尼微城的人。
And he was complaining at God.
他就向神抱怨,
I don't want to do this.
我不想做这个。
And when he does obey by going to Nineveh, he actually still in his heart says, ugh, I don't want to do this.
虽然他的身体已经去做了,但是他的心还是非常的怨恨这些事情。
I would like for you to check and see if there's joy and peace in your heart.
我要你自己, 试验一下你的心,是不是有喜悦,是不是有平安。
As you serve the Lord, make sure there is joy and peace.
当你服侍神的时候, 你要确定你有平安跟喜乐。
I believe those are real signs whether we are actually walking right with the Lord or not.
这些是我们生命的指标, 是看着我们是不是有向着神来走。
Otherwise, our heart is full of complaint.
不然的话, 我们的心就会充满抱怨。
Second thing that happens is when we defeat the Spirit of God, our hearts become heartless and numb.
第二件事是,当我们对抗神的灵的时候,我们会变成没有心,无情,然后会麻木。
We become very cold.
我们会非常的冷漠。
You know, Jonah actually did not care about the 120,000 people.
约拿并不在乎那十二万的尼尼微人。
He didn't care if all of them went to hell or not.
他不管他们,这十二万人全部都去地狱。
Why? Because his heart was so numb.
因为他的心是非常的麻木。
His heart became heartless.
他变成一个无情没有心的人。
He didn't care about people.
他不在乎别人。
Similar things happen, I think, in churches and Christianity.
这最近有一些事发生在教会跟基督徒中间。
It happens commonly, I think, all over the Bay Area, all over U.S.
这是一个非常普遍的状况, 在湾区, 在全美国。
Yeah, now, listen carefully, because I'm going to try to explain what I'm thinking about here.
So, 请你注意听, 我要来解释我在想什么。
Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations.
耶稣跟我们讲说, 去使万民做我的门徒。
Agree? Amen.
同意吗?
That's what he's asked us to do. That's why we exist as Christians and as church.
对,这是我们为什么存在,我们为什么在教会里面存在。
But somehow along the way, I think we have committed the sin of heartlessness and we have divided the task into two.
所以在这一路走下来的时候呢,我们犯下这个没有心无情的罪,然后我们把这条路呢,就慢慢的岔开了。
As Christians, as churches, we have divided the task into two things.
一个基督徒,一个教会,我们把这条路呢,分成
One is mission.
一个是宣教,
and the other is church.
另外一个是教会。
The mission work tend to be about going wide and just teaching the gospel.
宣教的工作到非常多的地方去撒种,去教导神的,宣传神的话语。
And we take mission as serious as we can.
我们把宣教的工作看得非常的重要。
But oftentimes, it's the work of the missionaries.
但是是宣教士的事情。
All the people in different parts of the world.
在不同世界的地方的人。
In China, Afghanistan, that's the mission work.
在中国,在阿富汗。
And the other side is, we have created a church work.
在另外一方面呢,我们创造了这个教会的工作。
Where we focus on going really deep in the Bible.
我们的专注是在教导我们的会友很深入的来了解圣经。
So we study the Bible every week, every chance we get, and we want to go very deep in the Bible knowledge.
我们研读圣经每个礼拜每个章节，让他能够很深入的了解。
So in the mission field, there's a phrase. It says a mile wide and an inch deep.
所以在宣教事工，他们会讲说有一英里长，但是只有一寸深。
So it's very thin, meaning they don't have very much knowledge of the Bible.
他们对于圣经的了解是非常浅薄的。
But we say that's the mission work.
我们说那是宣教的工作。
But here in the church work, we say we go mile deep and an inch wide.
所以在教会的事工方面呢，我们是说一英尺深，但是只有一寸长。
And it's so easy for us to say that that is okay.
我们很容易就解释说这是可以的。
Do you know that in San Jose, 1 million people live in San Jose City?
你知道在圣何西市有100万的人居住在这里吗？
7-8% are evangelicals.
7-8% 是这个圣经的这个相信的。
That's 92,000 people that doesn't know Jesus Christ.
这是有92万的人不知道耶稣。
Just the San Jose.
就只有在圣何西这个城市。
But again, when we commit the sin of heartlessness, we say that's the work of the missionaries.
当我们犯下这种无情无心的罪的时候，我们就觉得这不关我们的事，是宣教的工作。
It's not the work of the church.
不是教会的事工。
True discipleship happens when these two things come together.
真正耶稣的门徒是要将这两件事情合并为一。
It's about the church both going wide and deep.
要让我们的教会呢又深又广。
We cannot say, as I go through a number of different ethnic churches, we cannot say we're only a Chinese church.
我们不能只有说我们是中国教会。
Or we're only a Hispanic church.
我们只是西班牙人的教会。
Or we're only a Korean or Vietnamese church.
我们不是越南、韩国人的教会。
We are the church of Jesus Christ.
我们是耶稣的教会。
He's placed you here because he wants you to be impacting this community.
他把你放在这里，就是希望你能够影响这个社区。
Sometimes again, we naturally allow this to be okay.
有时候我们就自然的把它解释成这是一个合理的。
We get surprised at the fact that Jonah didn't care about the Ninevites.
我们读约拿的故事，我们会觉得哇，好奇怪，他怎么不在乎这些尼尼微城的人呢？
But we need to look inwardly at our heart. How desperately are we crying out for the 920,000 people?
那我们要看看我们检视我们自己的心里面，我们有没有为这些九十二万的人来想，他们也都还没有得救。
And then focus our attention on just the church. We could always just say this is only the church.
我们可以讲说这只是教会。
So Jonah commits a number of different sins here, and we see those effects.
所以我们看到呢，约拿在这里呢，他犯了很多不同的罪，这是他所制造出来的影响。
The third thing that happens is when we defeat the Spirit of God, we start pointing fingers at other people rather than myself.
第三件事情呢，是当我们在对抗神的灵的时候，我们开始指责别人。
Normally, because somebody has done me wrong, we get angry and we start pointing finger at other people.
通常是别人先对我犯罪，所以我才会开始指责他。
Here, Jonah gets angry at God.
在这里呢，约拿对神非常生气。
I don't know how anybody can be like that, but Jonah does.
我不知道谁可以这样子对神生气，但是约拿在这里就生气了。
Don't raise your hand, but let's be honest. How many of you actually really got angry at God before? Right?
这里有多少人曾经对神生气过？
Why?
为什么啊，神？
How long?
你还要我等多久啊？
And sometimes we don't know, what do I need to do?
我到底要干什么啊？
Jonah was angry at God, but he was angry at God because God showed grace.
约拿是非常生气神，因为神对尼尼微城施恩典。
God was kind to the 120,000 Ninevites.
神对这十二万的尼尼微人施恩典。
But Jonah already knew this about God.
可是约拿之前就知道神是这样的。
Jonah chapter 4 verse 2 says,I knew that you are a gracious God and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity.
在约拿书第四章第二节这样说，我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降你所说的灾。
Jonah knew this about God already.
神, 约拿已经知道神这样,
but he couldn't accept it.
但是他不能够接受。
Like us here, we know about the mission work.
我们知道宣教的工作。
We know what the Bible is telling us to do.
我们也知道圣经叫我们怎么做。
We know that Jesus is sending us to be His disciple makers.
神, 我们也知道耶稣送我们去使万徒做我们的万民做我们的门徒。
But sometimes we just don't want to live according to those standards.
但是有时候我们就不想照神的标准去做。
We have hard time practicing who God is like in our life.
我们很难照着神的话去做。
We have hard time accepting and practicing these truths about Him.
这些真理在我们身上很难实现出来。
That God is a compassionate God.
但神是有怜悯的神。
Slow to anger.
不轻易发怒。
I get convicted when I say that.
我自己都承认我的错。
Because sometimes I snap at my children.
有时候我会对我的孩子生气。
Slow to anger and forgiving God.
不轻易发怒，赦免我们的罪。
This is who we serve.
这是我们服侍的神。
And as His disciples, this is who we need to reflect.
我们是他的门徒，我们应该反照出他的样式。
But when our heart is not there, then we start reflecting me.
当我们的不用心，我们没有心在那里的时候，我们只反照出我们自己的样式。
CJ comes out.
我们自己的形象就会出来。
You all know what it looks like when you look in the mirror, and when you come out, it's very ugly.
当我们看着镜子，我们知道只要是我们出现，不是神出现，都是非常的丑恶。
When we commit the sin of heartlessness, I start coming out.
当我们犯下没有心的罪，我们自己就会显现出来。
Finally, when we defeat the Spirit of God, we are constantly struggling with the tension of what I know versus what I am.
最后，当我们对抗神的灵的时候，我们就会常常在那里挣扎矛盾。我想要变成怎样的人？我是怎样的人？
What I know to be. He's taught me already, so in my mind, this is who I need to be.
我在我的脑袋我知道我应该成为怎样的人。
But I'm always struggling because that's not the person that I am.
但是我是在那里挣扎矛盾跟痛苦。
When we defeat the Spirit of God in our heart, we're always struggling because our mind is telling us one thing, but our heart is telling us something else.
当我们对抗神的灵的时候，我们的脑袋跟我们的心是没有办法对准。
Somebody says the greatest distance between two points is from your mind to your heart.
有人说过，最远的距离是从你的脑袋到你的心。
From here to here, this is the longest distance.
从脑袋到你的心是最长的距离。
We know because the Scripture has taught us.
我们知道，因为在圣经里面有告诉我们。
Who and what He wants us to be.
神要我们成为怎样的人。
But in our heart, we still commit the sin of heartlessness.
但是在我们心里，我们还是犯这样的罪。
Resisting God.
抵挡神。
Not wanting to do what He asks us to do.
不想做他的旨意。
So we quickly looked at the four things.
我们再回溯一下我们刚所讲的四件事情。
When we defeat the Spirit of God as Jonah has done.
当我们对抗神的灵，像约拿一样。
We commit the higher sin of heartlessness.
我们就犯下一个很大的罪，就是没有心的罪。
For those of you that are taking note, here's the four things that we talked about.
这是我们刚刚讲过的四件事情。
Our hearts get filled with complaints.
我们的心会充满抱怨。
Our hearts become heartless and numb.
我们的心会变成无情麻木。
We start projecting problems at other people.
我们开始指责别人的错误。
We struggle with what we know in our mind and who we are in our heart.
我们开始为这个痛苦的来挣扎，我们想要成为的人跟我们是确实是怎样的一个人。
I believe there is a cure.
但是这里有解药。
The Bible is teaching us that there is a way back to Christ.
但是圣经告诉我们，在耶稣里面，我们就有解决的方式。
First, I think it's found in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9.
第一个解决的方式就是在约翰福音一书第一章第九节。
It says, it reads this way, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
他是这样讲的，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We need to first admit in our heart, these are some of the symptoms that I'm carrying with me now. Forgive me, Father.
神, 求你原谅我。
And second thing I would say is found in Psalm 51, verse 10.
第二个解要是在诗篇第51章第10节。
And this is a prayer of David as he says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
这是大卫王的祷告。 神啊, 求你为我造清洁的良心, 使我里面有正直的灵。
You can't clean your own heart.
你没有办法清洁你自己的心。
We need Him to clean our heart.
我们需要神来洁净我们的心。
And then finally ask the Lord, Help me, Lord, to love as you have loved.
最后求神帮助你,
Help me to serve as you have served.
怎么样爱别人, 我也能够这样爱别人, 我怎么样服侍,
Help me to forgive as you have forgiven.
原谅我,
you know, basically what we're asking is, Lord, make me more like Jesus.
我们要爱,
it's a simple message.
这是一个很简单的一个故事跟信息。
But I believe I find myself in this a lot.
但是我常常发现我自己处在这样的一个状态。
Especially the point about us not caring about other people.
常常处在一个自私不关心别人的状态中。
I pray that the Spirit of God would tell you today that we need to confess of our ways.
我求神来帮助我们，来让我们能够认清我们自己处在这样的一个状态中。
As individuals,
一个个人,
but also as a church,
教会,
and as an association of churches,
个联会,
we need to say, Lord, help us to care as Jesus cared about the lost people.
我们求神来帮助我们, 爱那些失落人, 像他爱他们一样,
not just the mission, not just the church,
不只宣教, 不只教会, 而是全部在一起。
Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of your word. We know, Lord, that you have already spoken to each of our hearts. Father, we have to confess to you that our hearts often get sick. As much as we want to obey you, Lord, sometimes we defeat your spirit. We pretend and we try to act like a good Christian. But Father, we want to fully obey you. We want our hearts to be filled with joy and peace. Father, as a church, as your Christian brothers and sisters, Lord, I pray that everyone here would understand what it means to have a pure heart. What it means to go in the name of Jesus. What it means to care about the people you're sending us to. Father, I thank you for Ark Baptist Church. I pray, Lord, that this church will become the light and the salt in this community. To the apartment complex that is built right next to us, Father, may this church become the gospel presentation. May they see Jesus because of this church you have placed in this community. Father, I pray that you will soften our hearts. Heavenly Father, help us not to commit the sin of heartlessness. But Lord, would you soften our hearts? Would you purify our hearts? That we would start caring as Jesus cared for us. That we would start loving as Jesus loved us. That we will start loving others as Jesus loved us. And as we will forgive others, Father, watch over our steps. Thank you, Lord Father, so much for your word and reminding us through this book of Jonah. Pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Pastor CJ 给我们这么好的信息，我在听的时候我就有很多的感触。